Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Episode 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
It's a special episode.
1, 2, 3. That's how elementary it's going to be.
I don't think I know this song.
You don't know the song 1, 2, 3?
Nope. Don't think I do.
Here we are. We're
and
5 seconds into the podcast.
Steve's
already singing.
He's already singing.
Easy.
That's
1, 2, 3.
He has a song for everything.
So here's a question.
I feel like
this is episode.
You don't remember, did you grow up with the show in Iowa with Dolph Pulliam? Remember, Dolph Pulliam had
Dolph
his own
I know
show?
Is Dolph
I don't even
Lundgren.
Know what that is.
That was the theme song. You know who Dolph Pulliam
no.
is?
That's a person. No.
Dolph
is that a
Pulliam
person?
Was
I
the star
no
guard
clue.
for the Drake Bulldogs when they went to the Final Four.
No idea.
Was this before we were born?
Yeah. What year was this?
And they lost to Lou Alcindor?
Somebody should look this up
I know
for
the
us.
Name
what
of
year
Alcindor.
Is this?
The Drake Bulldogs went to the Final Four and they lost to UCLA. That was led by Lou Alcindor, who was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
What year?
70s?
Well,
early
70s. Wow.
Well, you should know.
Now
that,
it's no wonder we don't remember it.
I mean, he did.
1969?
Huh?
March 20th, 1969.
I was off by a few years.
I was very much not born then. So.
But
you
when
I had a twinkle in your mother's
eye. Dolph Pulliam had a TV show. Kind of like Floppy, the Floppy Show, which you all didn't grow up on the Floppy
Show. No,
I know
I
the
didn't.
Floppy Show. I
okay.
do know the
well,
Floppy Show.
I did. I no. know
I
about it.
I saw Floppy
it,
live and in person
I,
one time.
I
did you?
Not.
Yeah.
I went to the Floppy Show. I was on the Floppy Show. What was your joke that you told? Did you
tell
a joke?
I was at some big event at Vets Auditorium. That's where I saw
Not close enough to tell a joke.
No. I was in the crowd.
What was your joke, Steve?
I don't remember. Probably was the biggest pencil in the world, Pennsylvania.
I didn't laugh.
Yes, you did.
Now, you are now. Oh, well, we're going to get you. Second segment.
Together.
Stick around. We're going to have a laugh
we've had
competition.
We've had a trial ride.
Yep.
Their goal is to make me laugh. It just won't happen.
Oh,
so here's a legitimate.
Our goal is to make each other laugh.
Yeah.
We can make you laugh.
Yeah, right. You're not hard. That's not hard at all.
If you weren't in such a sour mood, Marcy,
I know.
It would be more fun.
Aaron's first question. What kind of a mood are you in today?
So
Marcy's always
Aaron?
In a good mood.
Here's a legitimate question. We're on episode 1, 2, 3.
We are 123.
Do you think any of us here will be available for episode 1, 2, 3, 4?
Maybe. How many years would that be?
I would just be happy.
Episodes.
I'd be happy if I'm here for episode 321.
321.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Here we go. It's only, 198 more? 198 more episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only a few.
52 weeks.
Question is, will we
years.
Have listeners yet? Will we still have listeners?
You know, I mean, obviously we want people to tune in, but at this point, there could be nobody listening, and we're still
we
going forward.
Jen's just like, yeah, just roll with it. You're fine.
We may be talking only to ourselves.
You know what? Jen's listening. That's
right.
That's all that matters.
Yep.
All right. Good weekend. Everybody have a good weekend?
Yeah, we did. We had
I had a great weekend.
Freedom retreat.
My youngest son got engaged.
Yeah.
Jake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Congratulations to him. So that's
I had to rush out of here on Sunday so I could get to Des Moines.
Yes.
In time for the proposal.
Yeah.
So.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Jake.
Did Mama cry?
No, because we knew about it. But, I mean, it's a cool moment.
Yeah.
It's a cool moment. I mean, I think the wedding will be a time for tears, but the proposal is kind of like, oh, that's neat.
This is good.
So this is number 3 of 3 that's going to be
good. Yeah, absolutely.
It's exciting.
Yep.
Right on.
It's good.
And then you had the Freedom Retreat down in Knoxville on Saturday.
We did. Yeah, we've been doing the Freedom class on Tuesday nights, and then part of that is Freedom Retreat, or they call it the Encounter Experience. And so it's just kind of a day of... You hear some talks and prayer time, and it's just a really good day. So, yeah.
Let me tell you about my Saturday.
Tell us about your Saturday, Aaron.
So, my wife was down
at the Freedom Retreat, so you were running
Freedom Retreat, and yes.
So, we had soccer games on Saturday, right? A soccer game. And, you know, we get everything around. Trisha leaves. Everything's going great. I mean, we're ahead of schedule. And I even thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to order a coffee now and pick it up on the way to the soccer game.
Seems like a great idea.
So all the kids are in the van, got 15 minutes to go, plenty of time. Getting ready to walk out the door, the boy walks in and says, I got to go potty. I said, okay, go potty. And all of a sudden he starts crying. And I walk into the bathroom and there's literally, it looked like a pipe broke in my bath. There was water all over the floor. Well, we were dog sitting, a dog, and the dog had stepped in the bowl and tipped over water all over the bathroom.
Oh, no.
So it was actually water.
It was water. Okay.
And Gideon proceeded, though, he proceeded to set his winter coat down in it and his hat. And they still had to go to the restroom, so I had to hurry up, mop everything up. He went to the restroom, had a little issue himself. We had to get that taken care of. Meanwhile, we're now running late. I can't stop and get my coffee. I have to call the coffee shop on the way to the game to say, I'll be back at some point.
Yeah.
I'm not just ordering and not picking it up. Have to drop the dog off, have to go back to the game. It's cold, it's miserable, it's wet. Addie says, I want to sit in the van while the game's going. No problem. Go sit in the van. You know. So she goes and sits in the van. And I come back up after the game. Mind you, everybody's cold and wet. Go to start the van and, oh, it won't start. Why? Because she left the radio on, the accessory on, the entire hour we were out there. And our battery wasn't great anyway. So we had to get that jumped. Got the van jumped. Got back home. Turns out the kids start screaming from the basement. This is probably an hour and a half after we get home. The door handle to the basement had broken. So now I'm having to replace, like, take the door apart, put a new door handle on. And let's see, a couple other things happened too. Oh, I thought my kid had a concussion. Because he came running upstairs and said, I dropped Gideon on his head.
Oh my goodness.
And he's going to start crying. Well, I get down there and he's stiff as a board and he's looking up at the ceiling and he's like struggling on his face. And I thought he had a concussion. I said, Gideon, are you okay? He's like, I peed my pants. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous.
Meanwhile, Trish is sitting there going, I am never going to leave you alone.
Well, she's not even here at this point. I mean, this has all happened when she's gone.
Like, I had a great day.
Yeah, she did. She came home and I purposely did not message her anything throughout the day because I didn't want to get her off track from her message. So,
yep. Yeah, she gave one of the talks in the afternoon. And so,
turns out Gideon did not have a concussion. We survived. There was no pipe leak. I mean, we survived.
Everything got cleaned up.
Dad persevered and made it through.
That's right. Fixed.
But man, oh man.
Nobody was locked in the basement without a door handle and got it all figured out.
But man, replaced the car. I replaced the car battery in the midst of everything too. I mean,
that's right.
We got a lot done.
Look how productive that was. Yeah. Did you get your coffee?
I did.
You went back and got your coffee.
And I bet you enjoyed it that much more.
That's right.
Depending on what point you got.
Was it cold? I did.
No, it was still warm.
Oh.
It was good.
Well, that was impressive.
Yeah. And guess what? We even stopped and got ice cream.
Wow. Yeah. What a good day.
It was a good day.
That's good.
Oh, no, it was a good day.
Speaking of hard days that start out hard and end up good, the day of the Lord and the message on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's the transition. Okay. Thank you, Steve. So Steve is transitioning us back on track to 2 Peter 3. The day of the Lord is coming.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's one of those messages that before you give it, you're like, I know there's going to be visitors here today and, you know, they're unfamiliar with where we've been in the series. And this is a humdinger of a message.
It is.
Come in first time. Welcome you ever go to a church.
To your first time at
but
the way.
It's kind of the way too. I mean, the way we don't shy away from any scripture.
Nope.
We believe in the power of all scripture and not all scripture is warm, fuzzy, happy, slappy, clappy scripture because some of it's very sobering.
Yep. Yeah.
And 2 Peter 3 is pretty sobering scripture.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to be reminded of such things because we can diminish the value of being saved if we don't know what we're saved from.
Right.
And then it could turn into something less than it should be if we're not careful.
Go ahead.
It's kind of amazing to me, the Jesus returning, the day of the Lord coming, how much this subject has just been coming up in multiple different places in my life and in the lives of others. In theology, we just covered this.
You did.
Last night. And somebody else was saying, like, I just listened to another message about the Lord's return. And so it's just, it seems to be a reoccurring theme or subject in people's lives.
Yeah.
So how's the Lord getting our attention in that?
That's right. Yeah. Well, and that's just what I was going to say too, is just that one of the points you made is that Peter's really just trying to wake people up from complacency and get their attention. And I think that he does, but it's also that piece too of waking us up. And, you know, I mean, there's nothing like talking about the day of the Lord coming and judgment and all of those things to wake us up too and be like, what's important?
Right.
What's important to us now? And what are our priorities? And how are we living on a day-to-day basis in light of the truth of what is to come?
Yeah, and that's just it. And Steve, you asked the question, do I want to know the truth or do I want to live in my own ignorance?
Right.
And, you know, you kind of gave the story of the wedding reception, the rainbow scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had to chuckle at that.
But. You know, it's kind of, if you know me well, you know that there's a part of me that likes to have, I love those conversations, right? But at the same time, I feel like oftentimes I could be the one that's kind of sobering, and you know, in a celebration like that, people want to just be happy,
right?
And I want to accommodate that, but when somebody makes a comment and then looks at me, I'm like, okay,
I guess I should
that's
say
not
something.
Actually accurate,
right?
And then it's always kind of fascinating because people early on, you know, I made it my whole point to learn what the Bible said, and then you know, even before I was a pastor, I would have these conversations, probably more so. Because they don't argue with a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
But before I was a pastor and people were like, that's not what the Bible says. I'm like,
yeah,
oh, yeah,
it does. Right.
And then, you know, I always used to have a pocket Bible in my, I always carried a pocket Bible in my back pocket. And then I would say, I'll show you.
Yeah. Here it is. Let me show you in scripture.
Now my pocket Bible's on my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
But, yeah. But yeah, no, it's an interesting truth, and you know the whole part of the day of the Lord, and I know that, and it's right to want to speed that along, to want it to happen, but make no mistake about it, it's going to be terrifying.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are,
right? Yep.
It's going to be a terrifying moment, and you know, obviously those of us that are in Christ, there's going to be that moment of realization that we have been delivered from these things and that, you know, but at the same time, I mean, can you imagine could you imagine, even though it's not directed at you, could you imagine witnessing the full force of God's anger and just seeing it happen?
Right.
It's going to be terrifying.
Yeah.
And it's going to be shocking. It's going to be sobering, all those things, but then there's going to be this tremendous, praise God, kind of a situation afterwards.
And I feel like there's this balancing act with our emotions and our desires, right? We desire for the day of the Lord to return, but at the same time, we should be simultaneously desiring for maybe it to wait so we can continue to evangelize and spread the gospel and do our mission that we've been called to do here on earth.
Yeah, the window's still open of salvation.
Right.
And we have to remember that. Until it closes, it's open.
Yep. Right. Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it's good stuff. And you know, and I, as I prepared this message, there's so many ways I could go. I could have gone into the book of Revelation and, you know, we did that. When was that? A while back when I walked through all the trumpets and the seals, the trumpets and the bowls and as God, the bowls are when God is pouring out his wrath and those are crazy.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, it's a lot. It's a lot to take in, but it's good stuff too. At the same time,
It is good. And you know, you talked about Peter waking up, and it was amazing to me. You know, this is 30 years after Jesus, you know, left, and people were walking with him, and Peter's already having to tell people, "Wake up,
right? Yeah.
You know, get your head out of the sand." You know, so this has just been a battle that's been taking place ever since Jesus left this earth. And so...
Oh, it's such human nature.
Right.
Yeah.
We just adapt to stuff. And in that, we just, you know, we just kind of push it out of our minds,
yeah,
perhaps.
Minimize mm-hmm. it. Yeah, minimize it. And it's like you know, you talked about when we see something for the first time, there's this amazement and this awe and wonder. And then we get to this place of like, it's just not a big deal anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't need to really think about that anymore. And I even think about that in a Christian's walk is like you get the excitement, like new believers, man, they're excited, they're pumped up, they're evangelizing, mm-hmm. they're going out, reading scripture, they're in prayer, they're sharing it with others, and then all of a sudden, a lot of people get to this point of just like, I don't really want to, not really thrilled by that anymore.
God mm-hmm. just wants me to have a good life.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and it's like
no.
Well, it depends on what you define good life as.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's not exactly fair to people in other countries that...
Easy is not good.
Don't have... Yeah, I mean, right. is our definition of a good life the same as somebody in Uganda? I mean, mm-hmm. it's not, right? And okay. so there is that point, what he wants is an obedient life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have to be mindful of, because the time, I mean, if whether or not we're close to the return of Christ, we can at least say we're closer,
mm-hmm.
right? Than even when this was written, obviously, we're almost 2,000 years closer.
Yeah. Yep.
Than this was written. So now, whether or not that's within the next year or the next couple years, who knows?
Who knows?
But we're definitely closer than we were. So we are closer today than we were yesterday, right? So
it's true.
Kind of goes down that path. So, but. Yeah, and you know, and it just is. It's interesting, and it's hard for people. The one thing that the thought that trickled into my mind with this text was that God's wrath is being stored up for this day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, and I knew that,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, it's like, you know, we have this window of grace. And there's a lot of things going on in this window of grace, and God isn't necessarily immediately dealing with it.
Right.
But it will be dealt with.
It will be.
It's mm-hmm. not going to just be swept under the rug. Right. There is a – so everybody who mocks God, that wrath for that mocking of God mm-hmm. is being stored up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only way to appease that wrath is through faith in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So,
how much different do you think we'd live our lives if we knew, okay, Jesus is coming back in 1 week?
Yeah,
we got 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how would things?
How much differently would you live your life if we suddenly got word that all of the countries in the world have launched their nuclear missiles, and we have a half hour before they land?
Mm-hmm. What would you do?
What would you do in that half hour?
Yeah.
And, or you know, now back it up a little bit. Let's say there's an asteroid that's coming, and we know it's going to collide with the Earth, and it's going to hit us in a year from, or it's going to hit us a month from now.
Mm-hmm.
How would you live your life differently for that month?
Yeah.
You know, what would you do? And what would happen to society? Because some people would go on the good side, and some people would just say, well, you know.
That it doesn't matter.
Who cares about the laws anymore?
Yeah.
You know, by the time they even do anything about it, it'll all be over. And so true human nature is exposed
mm-hmm.
in that reckoning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, if you lived your life like Jesus was going to come back like within the next week,
mm-hmm.
it would change the way that you do everything,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
the way you'd look at everything.
Yeah.
So yeah. That'd be interesting. And then, you know, the one thing I didn't say either that always bears mentioning too is Jesus makes it pretty clear. Don't ever believe anybody that says that they know the date.
Right. Jesus right. doesn't even know the date.
Because every
right.
so
exact
often,
day and time.
Somebody comes out and says, well, I've been looking through the scriptures and we
very
finally pieced together.
Now.
We know the date.
That's right.
Of Jesus' return.
The date came and went. I was wrong. It's actually in 6 months.
Right. Let me change that.
One
yeah.
thing.
We'll adjust
we had that one in my tenure here at The Way as a pastor. We had Harold Camping was a guy that came out, and he had the date, yep. and he was convincing people to quit their jobs.
Yeah.
And
people did.
And they did, yeah.
There was a local people around here that actually
And that was over 10 years ago, wasn't it?
I think it wasn't it 2011, 2012, somewhere around there.
Remember.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
I can remember seeing the trucks with the big signs driving down First Avenue.
And then the date came and went, and then he did. He's like, oh, well, we misadjusted. It's actually 6 months from now.
Right. Mm-hmm. And 6 months came and went.
6 months came and went, nothing.
Yep.
Haven't heard anything out of him in a while.
No, he passed away.
Oh, okay.
He was pretty old when he made his prediction, so.
Oh. Yeah.
Well.
But yeah, no, it's interesting.
That's right. Jesus will return suddenly.
Yeah.
No win.
So the one thing I would say too is the way that this all, and I mentioned this on Sunday, but it's important that we always keep this under the framework of Lent.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and if anybody kind of looks at this fearful day of the Lord and they mm-hmm. get to this point where they're like, you know, that just doesn't sound like my God or what God would do. It's like, well, the reason, I mean, when you see Jesus carrying his cross,
mm-hmm.
this, you know, God's not going to enjoy.
Right.
It's anger. It's wrath. I don't know about you, but when I get angry, I don't enjoy being angry.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm not angry righteously, but sometimes my anger is justified. I don't enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of this picture, but the God made a way to escape his wrath, and that's mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. And what God went through, the suffering, just the whole life of suffering, the suffering on the cross, the scourging, all these things God did to take that upon himself.
Right.
So that you don't have to bear that wrath.
Right. Yep.
And that's the power of the gospel, and that's why mm-hmm. Lent is so powerful, mm-hmm. because, you know, where would you be without Jesus and yep. everything that he did? That last week of his life,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, one analogy you brought up that you talked about was birthing pains.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Followed by the blessing
mm-hmm.
of the baby. And I mean, you made it clear that you don't know what going through birthing pains is like. I don't know. Marcy
right.
does.
Yep.
Jen does. We talked about this last night at theology class of just this. So even with contractions, there's these times of pain and probably suffering, but then there's this time mm-hmm. of peace and calmness and stillness. And then it comes mm-hmm. again. And it's like
more intensely.
Yeah.
Right.
And building in intensity.
So throughout the last 2,000 years, you know, as we get closer to Jesus' return, there's been times of peace, but there's been also times of
mm-hmm.
the intensity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. It's just, I've never really thought about it like that, but it was just interesting to sit there and think and.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
think about that, and then again the blessing
mm-hmm.
that follows.
I always remember when Alexis was born, and I've got these pictures that are private pictures, you know. That, mm-hmm. But I got this picture of Vicky right afterwards after Alexis was born, and they put her, and you know she has that look of just went through war,
right?
Right, but yet she had this amazing, beautiful smile on her mm-hmm. face, mm-hmm. and that's the paradox mm-hmm. of it all. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, and the reason why it's a private picture is because Vicky probably doesn't want that picture seen by people. I mean, I think she's beautiful in that picture.
Mm-hmm.
She may not agree. But, it, you know, I look at her like this warrior that just went through battle and came out victorious.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, that's that weird balance. And I think that we're going to have some measure of that. The ones that are not taken out during the tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that persevere to the end are just going to have kind of a special,
yeah,
made it through the battle kind of a look,
mm-hmm.
you know? So good stuff.
Yeah.
Little lesson. Don't play Wheel of Fortune during the birthing process. I found that out the hard way.
Wow, Aaron.
Watch a football game or a sporting event. Don't,
it's good probably advice
best
right there.
Not, probably best not to turn on the TV without her asking you to.
Right.
I think it was on and I just...
Yep.
I was breathing too fast.
Only if she says, could
just
you?
Just trying to help. And
it wasn't helping.
It wasn't helping.
Nope.
But man, she was... Women are tough, man.
They are. But I, you know, I... So the part that I always remember is, you know, we went through Lamaze and we practiced all these breathing techniques and all this stuff, and that just goes right out the window.
Yep.
I mean, you're sitting there in her face going, breathe, honey.
She's like,
and she's like,
shut up.
Get out of the way from me.
My wife looked at me, she's like, shh, you need to slow down. I'm like, whoa. Never heard your voice like that.
It's funny.
Good times. So this week we're going to be wrapping up 2 Peter. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Last week of 2 Peter. So any previews for the week ahead?
Well, we will go from, I mean, we're going to take 2 Peter and move it into the triumphant entry of Jesus. It's interesting because, and I don't know if I'll get into this, but probably one of the more fascinating things about Jesus's triumphant entry is it actually coincides with Daniel's prophecy of the, you know, of the sevens.
Mm-hmm.
If you're familiar with the Daniel, I think it's Daniel 9, the prophecy that he puts in there. It's very specific about, you know, from the rebuilding of the wall when the decree goes out to, you know, when God is going to come into Jerusalem, and it actually all coincides with that if you break it down in years.
Mm-hmm.
I did that one time and I broke down the math because you actually have to convert the calendar to Hebrew, the Hebrew calendar, and then it comes out.
Just a little task.
Yeah. And it actually comes out, it would have come out even with the Passover of a certain year, which I think it was 30 AD or maybe it was 33 AD, but somewhere in that neighborhood. But this is a culmination of all kinds of prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2 Peter 3, we're talking about prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
And God's prophecy is not, they're not predictions. I mean, it's by like a Nostradamus kind of a guess prediction.
Right.
He's basically telling you this is what is going to happen. And it's as certain as it just happened because God is sovereign over time. So these are not like predictions as we think.
Mm-hmm.
These are this is a statement of fact.
To come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it'll be good. I'm excited for Holy Week. I'm excited for Palm Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if we don't say it again at the end, we'll keep saying it and we'll keep talking about it. But guys, get your Hawaiian shirts ready.
Get your Hawaiian shirt
for Easter.
There you go.
So, but anyway.
Right on.
It's great.
It is great. You ready for this, Marcy?
Yeah, I'm not going to laugh at all. I'm going to do a really good job.
Where's your mind going to go?
I don't know.
So we tried to figure out what's
jelly beans. Easter.
What's something we can do to make each other laugh? So we're going to tell some dad jokes.
Yep.
And the goal is for each person not to laugh.
Right. That's the goal. I'm going to do a good job.
Okay. Do you have some jokes?
No, right? I don't have any.
Don't you have a? Come on, Mercy. Don't you have a joke that you pull out when you want to be funny?
Jen, can you get Marcy some jokes?
There we go.
I mean, can you help a girl out here?
So here's an example.
Okay,
okay. Is everybody ready? Are you ready, Marcy?
I'm ready. Okay. I'm not going to laugh. I'm going to do a really good job.
Did you hear about the kidnapping at school?
No.
No.
No, the teacher woke him up.
Right. See, you're even laughing.
I'm not laughing.
That's
I'm
like
smiling.
The biggest smile I that you're trying smile. To hold in the chuckle.
Hey, Marcy. Do you know why the bicycle couldn't stand up by itself?
It got tired.
No, it was too tired.
It was too tired. I was close.
You know, the other day I searched for a really lighter on Amazon, but all I could find was over 400 matches.
Aaron totally lost that one. I would just like you to know that Aaron totally just lost. Way to go, Aaron.
Hey, did you hear why Billy got fired from the banana factory?
You're even laughing at your own joke.
He threw away all the bent ones.
Dad jokes, you gotta love him. The other day I sold her vacuum cleaner. You know why? It's just gathering dust.
It's pretty good. I would just like to say that I'm pretty sure that Aaron's the one losing this challenge.
let's see.
Did you hear about the crustacean that got fired from his job?
He was crabby?
No. All he did was keep promoting his own shellfish interests.
That's good, too.
Marcy's doing a good job.
I am doing a very good job. Thank you very much. I'm doing much better now than I did pre-podcast. Yeah. So, yeah. That's right.
Did you hear about the cat that it's ate a ball of yarn? Ready.
No.
She gave birth to mittens.
Oh, my goodness.
How do you not laugh at that one? That one's
got
funny.
Both of you.
It did get both of us.
Here, you're a former teacher.
I am.
Did you ever figure out why all the math books looked so sad?
Oh, it has so many problems. Yeah, that was a good answer. I was going to say something didn't add up.
Ooh, that.
I know that would have been good too. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that Aaron Groves once arrested the devil? He caught him on possession.
Oh my goodness.
Hey.
Wow. So
the other day
you're getting
the
wow from
the
Jen.
The other
wow,
day
Jen says.
I was on Amazon, just like you were, and I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon.
Which came first?
I'll let you know.
What sound does a witch's car make?
Sweep.
Broom, broom.
That was pretty good.
JD Doherty says, why do fathers take an extra pair of socks when they go golfing?
Why do
because
fathers
they might
take
get a hole in one.
A hole in one. Why do fathers take an extra pair of socks when they go golfing? Because they might get a hole in one. That's mm-hmm. good. That's good.
I was outside in the parking lot earlier, and I saw this this new truck out there, and it looked really nice, but the muffler seems exhausted.
I bet it does.
What's the best way to teach people how to fly fish? Live stream.
Oh, my goodness.
That gets Marcy to laugh.
That's pretty funny.
Let's see.
Jen is shaking her head.
No, I'm just trying to hold it all in.
She's trying
to
hold it all in.
So I'm switching over to Chuck Norris jokes.
Of course you are.
You're being a former teacher. Do you know when the teacher wanted to talk to Chuck Norris, he had to raise his hand?
Do you know what happens when it rains cats and dogs? You could possibly step in a poodle.
Oh, my goodness. Wah, wah, wah.
Did you know before he forgot a gift for Chuck Norris, Santa Claus was real?
Chuck Norris took care of that.
Did you hear about the time that police arrested a bottle of water because it was wanted in three different states? Solid, liquid, and gas.
Little science joke there.
So funny.
When Chuck Norris steps on a Lego, the Lego cries.
That's funny. That's actually really funny.
Oh, that's funny. Let's see.
I'm doing really good.
A pirate walks into a bar with a paper towel on his head. The bartender says, what's with the paper towel? The pirate says, arr, I've got a bounty on my head.
Do you know Chuck Norris once kicked a horse in the chin? Yeah, the descendants of that horse are now called giraffes.
Oh my goodness. Do you get it? Yeah, I get it. I didn't think it was as funny as Aaron does.
What did one DNA say to the other DNA? Do these jeans make me look fat?
Did you know the Dead Sea was alive before Chuck Norris swam in it?
Oh, that's funny. We need a couple more, and then we'll have to move on, because we could do this all the whole time.
We could.
So I'm going to try to find one more. So talk while I'm looking for one more. Or you each get one more.
There you go.
Do you want a Chuck Norris, or do you want a dad joke?
Whatever you want, Aaron.
Oh. So did you know that after Chuck Norris hits the gym, it has to shut down for repairs?
What do you call a fake noodle? An impasta.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
I've heard that one before.
That was pretty funny.
There you go.
There you go. Marcy did a really good job.
I did a really good job.
I thought they were hilarious.
I lose. I did way better than I did before the podcast started.
That's because you weren't reading any jokes either.
I wasn't reading any jokes before the podcast started. I was just ready for it. That's right.
All right. Well,
she put on her stern face. She put on her stern face.
Maybe you're just not in a good mood.
But I did. We did get you to laugh. So
it's true. There were maybe two.
I did ask you before the podcast how your mood was today.
Right. And
you
said, what are you implying? I'm in a great mood.
That was good.
I was like, oh, we're going to tell jokes today. Try not to laugh.
That's why they're called dad jokes.
I did a really good job.
Dads think they're funny.
Dads think they're funny. That's right.
And moms just sit over on the side rolling their eyes.
Right. Here we go again. It's good. It's good.
All right. Announcements.
Yeah. Announcements. Yes. All kinds of things Wednesday. Going on at the Way. That's right. It's Wednesday. So that means that it is
youth
group. That's right. Middle school and high school youth group tonight. Middle school 7th and 8th graders in at 6 o'clock and they eat at 6:30. High school eats at 6:30 and their night starts at 7. So bring a friend. We'd love for you to join us. And then tomorrow on Thursday is men's and women's ministry. Women's ministry has a Bible study in the morning and in the evening. And men's ministry, I believe, is still going through their gospel series of stories that are in all four gospels. So we would love for you to join us for that as well. And then Saturday, the prayer team has the prayer time at 3:30 to 4:30. So the prayer team will be gathering to pray, but also others are invited to come in and receive prayer. So anything else you want to say about that, Aaron?
I don't think so. It's we've had some real good prayer time of praying for individuals in the last couple of months. And it's been a blessing for the prayer team to be able to do that, but it's also been a blessing for the people that have come in and needed prayer. So just invite you, if you're struggling or even if you just want to spend time in prayer with the prayer team, you are welcome to come. So
yeah, very good. So this Saturday, 3:30 to 4:30 in the worship center. So join us for that. And then Sunday services at 9 and 11, wrapping up the 2 Peter series, and children's ministry during the 9 o'clock service, nursery available during both services. And the Bridge meets this Sunday. We'll get the date right for the Bridge this week. So they meet this Sunday, right? Yes. April 12th.
Yes.
April 10, sorry, I gotta get the date right. So 18 to 25-ish, we would love for you to join us this week from 4 to 6, and I believe they're going to be watching a movie with popcorn, so you should come. And then Monday, we have all kinds of things going on. Parenting class continues. The Christian ethics class has started, and so next Monday will be week 2 for that. So it's still kind of a point that you could probably jump in if you wanted to. And also Grief Share began last Monday, and so this will be week 2 for them. And so if that's a class that you were interested in joining, week 2 is probably still about the last week to maybe jump into either of those. And but we would love for you to join us on Mondays as well. So then a few things coming up. Next week is Holy Week. So like we mentioned, this Sunday is Palm Sunday. We'll be wrapping up our sermon series and headed into Holy Week. Oh, yes. Look, thank you, Aaron. We have our little Holy Week events here. That's right. Yep. So Palm Sunday is this Sunday. And then throughout the week, on Thursday, if you have been doing the Mission Possible challenges, we're going to have a gathering from 5:30 to 6:30 on Thursday to meet and just get together and share stories about how God has been working in your life through that Mission Possible challenge and how it's maybe been growing you and stretching you and just kind of a time of encouragement in that. And so that is the Thursday of Holy Week. And then we'll get done soon enough that if you're part of men's ministry, women's ministry, or you're on the worship team, you'll still be able to go to those groups in the evening as well. And then Friday, Good Friday, April 15, we are going to do Stations of the Cross. And so it is a family experience night. So it's welcome for kids, families, but also even if you don't have young kids, we think it would be an event that you would enjoy to walk through during Holy Week. And so that is on Good Friday, and you can go to our website to sign up for a time slot.
Yeah, we'd like you to register, right?
We would like you to register, because otherwise we think everybody will probably come at the same time right before the 7 o'clock service. So we have a 7 o'clock service on Good Friday as well. It's going to be a great message on Good Friday. And so, yeah, we have the Stations of the Cross before and then a Good Friday message at 7 p.m. on April 15. And then Easter Sunday services at 9 and 11 yet. Mm-hmm. So that will be Easter Sunday. And
yeah, my recommendation, if you're thinking about going to the 9 o'clock service, is that you get there fairly yes early. Because yeah, I know that, you know, for it just seems like if we – because you always get the Easter bump.
Yep.
And if we get that at the 9 o'clock, it's going to be full.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know,
yeah,
I don't anticipate we would get to the point because I think people would sense that in the parking lot before they came. But we don't want anybody. But if you, the 11 o'clock has more room,
mm-hmm,
I mean, just on a natural Sunday. So I'm assuming it's going to have more room on Easter. But maybe a lot of people are going to want to go to that 9 o'clock. So just, you know, plan accordingly,
yep,
and take some time to, you know, I'd hate for people to get here late and then not have a space for them. Yeah. We'd figure something out. We wouldn't
yeah, absolutely
anybody to turn away, but.
Yep, definitely. So also, Jen had put these together to the inserts in the bulletin. And so Easter is just a great time to invite people to church.
Yeah,
anytime
absolutely
is a great time to invite people to church, but people are maybe a little bit more open to that invitation during Easter time. And so this is a great thing that you can take and give to somebody as well to invite them to any of those events going on during Holy Week.
Yep.
So that's good.
Got anything else?
The only other thing I have is the women's ministry event coming up April 30th. There's still time to register
that's
online.
Getting a lot of buzz.
It is. Yeah, we have yeah lots of women already signed up. So
I heard there's already a photo backdrop that's been
there is
created.
Yep.
So there's going to be some
got a little photo
photos going on
station ready to go, and it's going to be a good time. So very good.
Man.
What else did I miss, well, Aaron? You brought your bulletin today.
Yeah, so
what else would you like to talk about?
Jen has put out a request for people to get involved with.
Oh, there you go.
With the if you're a camera or sound person, you know what? You don't even have to have prior experience.
We'll train you.
Yep.
That's right.
Or if you play drums, guitar, or piano, they'd love to talk to you.
There you go.
So
Aaron,
I've never
you
admitted
put your
this
piano skills to work.
Well, I've never admitted this. Did you know that I used to play piano by ear?
No, I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, I use my hands now.
That was a really bad dad joke.
You know what? He was waiting for that.
He was
cocked and loaded. You could see it on his face like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, he saved that one. Yep, he saved that one. Yep, he did. He did. He's like, I'm just going to slide that one right in
so
there.
So if your hands can play piano yep or guitar or drums, we'll take you.
There you go.
So,
but if you play by ear.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult.
You're going to have to compete with Aaron.
Although a lot of people would love to see that.
Yeah, we would love to see that.
And you might.
That's right.
I'd love to see you play
by
ear.
I think that involves a demonstration there. So that's right.
Maybe someday. Maybe someday.
Maybe.
Anyway. Well,
someday if he feels like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Glad to know that's the only thing I missed there.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for joining us. This is episode 123.
Yep.
Hopefully someday we'll make it to maybe 321 or 234 or 1234.
Hopefully.
We'll see what the future holds.
10-4.
104. We've already been there. Oh, Marcy's laughing. Finally. Finally, her spirits have lifted.
Oh, stop it. I did a good job. The whole point was not to laugh during the dad jokes. I did a very good job.
Did you think they were funny, though?
Yeah, some of them. They were funnier before the podcast started.
We burned up all the good ones.
You did.
Do the steak one.
The steak one.
The steak one.
What was the steak one?
Star Wars?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah.
Han Solo?
Why didn't Han Solo want to eat his steak? Because it was chewy.
Yeah, that's funny.
too funny. Good times here on Pathways
right
Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening to us. We would love to see you on Sunday. If you have any prayer requests or needs between now and then, please reach out and let us know. And have a blessed week.
Bye. God bless.